there is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast.
15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London. So let's get down to business. Today's Thursday, the 7th of December, 2017. And I just want to say very quickly, tonight's show's got a different format. We have the CEO of QuantStamp, Richard Ma. For anyone who doesn't know, QuantStamp is the first scalable security audit protocol designed to find issues in the Ethereum smart contracts. They connect developers, investors, and users via proof of audit. Not only do they do this, they also enable automated checks on smart contract security risks and automatically rewarding verifiers who manage to identify the bugs. The ICO was a huge success, closing early and raising $30 million. So before we do that, let's go through the levels real quick and we'll jump to the interview. Bitcoin is currently trading at $16,391, which is up 27% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum is currently at $426, which is down 3%. IOTA is currently trading at $3.42, which is down 18%. And Dash is currently trading at $677, which is down 7%. With that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show. Just before we get to our next story, here's a quick message brought to you by our sponsor, the SVK Crypto Crowd, the UK's number one crowd investment club. The SVK Crypto Crowd is a community of like-minded cryptocurrency investors and enthusiasts. Leveraging the power of the group, the SVK Crypto Crowd aggregates investor interest to negotiate more favorable terms with up-and-coming ICOs. Benefit from the exclusive pre-negotiated discounts unavailable to the public. Access the inside track on the most exciting up-and-coming ICOs. To join the exclusive members club, email myself at cstory@svkcrypto.com, which is cstory@svkcrypto.com. When emailing myself, please have the email subject Crypto Crowd. Once I receive that, I'll send you all the information needed on the crowd and how to get signed up. On top of this, I'm going to add in an exclusive preview of the next deal the crowd is looking at. So what are you waiting for? Email myself, sign up now. Let's get on to the next story. So on tonight's show, we've got the CEO of QuantStamp, Richard Ma. Richard, how's it going?
Oh, it's great. Really appreciate coming on this show. SVK is one of our investors, and thank you a lot. So,
well, thank you for coming on to the show, because I know you've been super busy recently. And whereabouts are you in the world at the minute, Richard?
So right now, I just returned to San Francisco. I just gave a speech at the ICO Funding Summit, and previously I was in Thailand. So
perfect. And how is the QuantStamp project picking up over there? There are lots of investors. Were you speaking to people who are early investors as well? Or were you just discussing where QuantStamp's going at the minute?
There were lots of investors. We actually have a lot of fans in Thailand.
I love
when
it.
It was a lot of selfies with fans. It's really encouraging to see that. And I think Thailand is like a rising country in terms of crypto. So it's quite an amazing event.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, listen, for any followers that haven't heard of QuantStamp, I know it's hard to believe because we are obsessed with it at SVK Crypto. Could you give us a high-level overview of the QuantStamp project just to bring people up to speed quickly?
Sure. So QuantStamp, it's a project to automatically and scalably check smart contracts for errors. So right now, like recently, we had a Parity wallet hack where over $200 million was locked in a smart contract that can never be retrieved. And this is due to errors in the coding of the smart contract. And previously, we had the DAO, we had the first Parity wallet hack where $32 million was stolen. And it's kind of a problem with how, Solidity is actually very difficult to code the programming. So like blockchain itself is very secure, but smart contracts are not necessarily secure. And smart contracts are growing at an exponential rate. So 4 months ago, there were 500,000 smart contracts, and today there's 2 million. And that is, wow. You know, next wow. year there could be 4 or 5 million smart contracts. So if you imagine this exponential rate of smart contracts, there's just not enough experts in the world to be able to, audit these smart contracts and make sure they actually function as intended. So what QuantStem project does is we're using automated software techniques that are taken from the aviation industry, from the automotive industry, to automatically check all of these smart contracts. And the goal is to make sure that when mainstream people start using Ethereum, that it's going to be very trustworthy and secure, and that will actually drive the mainstream adoption of smart contracts, because they can actually be used for a lot of business use cases, which right now are using the internet. In the future, you know, a lot of businesses will move on to Ethereum and other platforms. So in our opinion, like, it's one of the major problems right now with Ethereum. So yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for bringing us everyone up to speed there. And that's crazy. I wasn't aware that 4 months ago 500,000 smart contracts exist, and you're saying today you're looking around 2 million in the active marketplace. And is that yeah. just attached to ICOs? I mean, where are the majority of these coming from?
So right now, the killer use case for smart contracts are ICOs, but there are actually a lot of other smart contracts. For example, Ether Delta, a major exchange, it's a smart contract. And there are a lot of smaller smart contracts that people make and deploy to the network to test. So kind of a distribution.
Awesome. And for anyone that doesn't know, Telegram, your Telegram, the QuantStem Telegram, is nearly on 20,000 members, which is ridiculous. I remember when we first got involved in the Telegram, you guys had around 5,000, and then since the ICO, you've climbed up day by day, thousands and thousands of people keep on becoming members. And one thing I see as a pattern in this is the proof of care 2.0. And I know a lot of people would love some more information on that, or as an early believer, you say it proof of HODL. Could you please kind of give us a bit more of information on that and how we would show our proof of care?
Sure. So how proof of HODL and proof of care 2.0 came about was that I'm really kind of, you know, as an early crypto investor, I kind of really got into the culture and ethos of crypto. And one part of the culture is that, you know, the users should have the power and ultimately control both the network and also be able to influence it. So with proof of caring 2.0 and proof of HODL, I really want to reward users who actively take part in the project. And, you know, people are different. So different people take parts in different ways. Some people can contribute to code, other people can make really funny memes. And other people, they'll hold the tokens. And what HODL means is like hold on for dear life, because crypto is very volatile. So what we do is we'll track via a program, like people who actually hold on for dear life while the volatility is going on, who actually believe in the project. Because one thing about projects is that they take time to deliver. And we have a real commitment to delivering. And what we'll do is we'll just see who actually kind of believes in us and tracks it. And when we audit other projects, because we are building a pipeline about 2 audits a month, we're going to get those projects to airdrop directly to our proof of caring 2.0 supporters. And due to our, you know, Telegram group and the size of our community, we can get some substantial airdrops via just, you know, negotiations. And so that's really proof of caring 2.0. It's, you know, due to the pricing power of our audits, we're able to directly give them to airdrops to supporters, yeah, instead of really capturing any value ourselves.
Wow. And if I was, obviously we do over here hold QuantStamp, but let's say if the average guy was to buy QuantStamp now, would he receive the benefits of this, or is he too late because he didn't partake in the ICO?
So right now, how we're doing it is we're going to have these windows, and the windows, we will not reveal the time of the windows.
Mm-hmm.
And how we do it is, you know, we have a window for all the people who participated in the pre-sale, and then the main sale, and then we had a window going until December 1st. And going forward, for the average guy, there will be additional windows that we'll review after the fact. If you participated before the window, you would be able to get a proof of carrying score going forward from that point. And the score is from 50 to 100. And based on the score, you'd get an airdrop. So that's how it would work.
Wow.
Obviously, early supporters like SVK would get a really high score.
for showing the QuantStamp love, huh? just to kind of follow up on that, I've got two quick questions. I mean, where do you see the smart contract market being in a year's time? And with that, and where do you see QuantStamp's position within that?
Yeah. So how I see the smart contract market in a year's time is that it's moving towards the mainstream. And it's also moving to more interesting applications. So right now, the application is token sales. And when I really started investing in Ethereum, that was not what I envisioned, you know, Ethereum was going to be. You know, there's a lot more. There could be voting applications. One recent application is CryptoKitties.
Oh.
Which I've been looking at a lot, because with CryptoKitties, you know, it does, you know, it's very simple. But when eBay started, one of their killer applications was Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
And Beanie Babies became really huge, you know, in the late 90s. So I do see something from CryptoKitties where it could be crossing into the mainstream, like people's kids could be buying it and using Ethereum. And I think in a year's time, there'll be a lot more of these mainstream applications that's going to do two things. One thing it's going to do is hit on the scalability barriers. For example, CryptoKitties is actually clogging up the Ethereum network now. It's making it really slow. And over the next year, this will happen more and more as people build interesting smart contracts. And then how I see QuantStamp is that, you know, as people build more interesting smart contracts, they'll actually be much harder to audit. For example, if the CryptoKitty smart contract didn't work correctly, like lots of CryptoKitties could get stolen or locked. So for QuantStamp, I'm mostly sure, you know, these mainstream smart contracts are working as intended, because
yeah.
At that point, like, people's kids will be going on and buying these things, and it's very important that they work as intended. So,
absolutely, and very quickly though, because I know what are your views on kind of projects such as kind of Go Network, who are looking to create kind of offline mobile transactions? Do you see that as helping the overall Ethereum brands, so to speak? Do you think that helps with adoption, or I mean, what are your views on that?
I do. So I kind of have three theses on interesting projects. One is, you know, decentralized trading. One is these off-chain scaling, and one is governance. I think for the off-chain trading, there's Raiden, and there's Go Networks. I've actually been exploring them quite a bit, because having, you know, with cell towers, the problem is that you switch between cell towers. And it could, like, disrupt your signal. So it's a very interesting application of combining two worlds, essentially, with, like, cellular devices and the blockchain. So quite stoked about that project, and we're, you know, in active discussions with them. So
wow, cool. So really quick question. Where do you see kind of QuantStamp's position in the next year in the smart contract market, just to follow up from the first point there?
Yeah. How I see us is that we're trying to become a ubiquitous way to check the validity of projects and smart contracts. And we're building some really interesting partnerships to kind of extend our brand. So one of the first things we've been doing is partnering with Radar Relay, where, you know, they would actually put our logo next to project. Eventually, our goal is to kind of be a small symbol that's kind of next to every single project on platforms, and just to show their security. So that's where I think we're heading, and getting there is just about doing a ton of partnerships with companies that we respect, and also building out our platform so that more and more people can use it.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, listen, why are you on the show with us, Richard? Is there anything you would like to say to the SVK crypto listeners? I know a lot of the Quantstam Telegram listeners are going to be listening as well. Is there any announcements, any partnerships, anything you'd like to exclusively address to us while we have you here?
There's going to be a lot of interesting announcements coming out probably over the next month. We've been working pretty hard on these. Right now, I think the main thing we're preparing for is Y Combinator, which is coming up very soon in 3 weeks. So for Y Combinator, you know, it's going to be a lot of work for us because we're going to try to deliver our first prototype by the end of Y Combinator, which is in March. And during that time, you know, we'll be announcing quite a few things. So also, I think for the listeners of the show, one thing I can say is that, you know, by Christmas, you're going to get a very nice Christmas present. So.
We love it. Well, listen, Richard, thank you so much for making it on the show. You're welcome anytime. You have an open invitation back. We really appreciate you coming on. And also, if you could send me your address, we've SVK Crypto have a present for yourself we're going to send out. So please stay posted. For anyone that doesn't know, go check QuantStamp out, www.quantstamp.com. Great company. Follow the Telegram. They have all the announcements in there as well. Thank you so much for coming on, Richard, and have a great afternoon where you are.
Oh, thank you, Charles. Really appreciate it.
Have a good one.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.